Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Tax Shorts by CA Jay Bohara. In this episode we will be covering all major tax updates and judgments of week 3 of October 2021. A lot has happened this week. Let's begin. GST updates. Delhi GST Commissioner empowers senior and junior assistant to undertake physical verification of business places. GSTN has issued advisory with respect to availability of input tax credit for the previous financial year. Local soft drink companies hit by GST hike. The enthusiasm to add fruit juice to carbonated drinks has come back to haunt regional drinks makers, as these products are currently subject to 28% GST with an additional 12% compensation cess. Group of ministers constituted by GST Council agree to tackle fake invoicing menace through IT system reforms. Real estate developers reach out to government over double GST payment on redevelopment projects. Garment sector demands 5% uniform GST for the sector. Karnataka earned 48% more from tax on fuel in the past 6 months. No additional borrowing by center to meet GST compensation in the next financial year. DGFT updates are seeking export incentives from the government. Services Export Promotion Council said that the country's services exports are expected to reach $240 billion during the current financial year. Income tax updates are. Income tax department searches in NCR, Haryana and West Bengal reveal large scale under invoicing of imports. Orders passed under faceless assessment scheme draws legal anger with unhappy assessees dragging the income tax department to the courts and multiple judicial pronouncements flaying it. Government has set up an expert panel to chalk out a comprehensive tobacco tax policy. That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. For all taxation related matters you can reach out to me at cajaybohara@gmail.com. See you next week with more such updates. Cheers.